Yes, mamas. Welcome to another episode of Cheat Day Podcast. This is the day after the election results came in, and we have a new president-elect, Joe Biden, and vice president-elect, Kamala Harris. Mamas. How are you doing, mamas?
I'm good. I'm excited and also ready to continue the work and continue the fight. So,
yeah.
You know, I feel good, but I know that this is just another step along a very, very long process.
Yeah. So let's go back to Tuesday.
Okay.
Walk me through that. What were you doing? What was going through your mind? Because, you know, it was a few days. Tuesday was the election. We didn't know till Saturday. A lot of time there to freak out. Talk to me. How were those few days for you?
They were, you know, they were surprisingly, I was walking around the house with a goddamn rosary, girl. Okay. I was praying to my God squad. I was like, look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to need your help here. Okay. Like, I was calling to the ancestors and just try to take it as it came. That was actually kind of surprising to me because, you know, me, I've been a little doomy and a little gloomy lately. You know, It's a balance between being realistic, but also being optimistic and hopeful and being confident in the fact that there are so many amazing human beings that are running things that were voted into office, like on so many different levels, so many different political positions.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, all of it, right? Like, it's just like history being made. And so, yeah, I just kind of took it as it came and patiently waited as best as I could. I almost was kind of relieved that it was taking as long as it was because I don't know about you, but it felt like Tuesday was like doomsday, you know, yeah. It was like ground zero. Like I didn't know what was going to happen. And I think a lot of people were feeling that tension as far as like, is this, you know, like we just didn't know what was going to happen. So I have been trying to lean into feeling just a little bit of peace and hope and optimism, right? Because the last 4 years has been hell. It has been hell. It has been terrifying, beyond problematic on so many levels for so many reasons. So yes, there is hope at the end of the tunnel. And, yeah. How have you been doing with everything? Like,
well, yeah, Tuesday night was difficult. I was at work and things weren't looking good. So yeah, freaking out the whole day, talking to everybody kind of feeling the same. And then I came home. I made a choice to not watch the news. I didn't watch the news until the very, I think Thursday evening. I started watching. And so when I went to bed on Tuesday night, just when I was about to go to sleep, Biden made a big jump to like 209 or something. And that's when I was like, okay, like we're in this. There's a chance, there's a possibility that this can happen. So then I woke up Wednesday and he continued to have that lead. And they were now talking about like projections and things because the mail-in ballots were coming in. And in Pennsylvania, they were able to, because people that run these campaigns are like, they know all the things. Like they're like mathematicians and projectionists and they can figure out, we recognize this pattern and we can see. So the pattern was that in Pennsylvania, all the mail-in ballots where they were favoring Biden. So that's how they were kind of able to see this trajectory for him to get to the win. So I was watching my little MSNBC, Steve Kornacki, and the board, love him. He's like America's boyfriend right now.
Yeah.
So that was good. You know, I was able to see, and I felt really hopeful. Like, I went from feeling down to feeling hopeful. Of course, you still had those people that were raining on your parade, be like, oh, we don't know, he could still win. And everybody before the election saying, I have this feeling that he is going to win again. He's going to get reelected. Please don't manifest that into the world. Like, you have to stay positive. It's really hard for people to do that, for some people. But Saturday I was at work and a friend of mine texted me and he said, President Biden. And I was like, is it official? So I immediately went, because I had just got to work. So I got online, went on MSNBC online, and I saw. And celebration started. Where were you? I mean, I know that you were at home when you found out.
I was where I've been since March. I was at home.
But like, what were you doing? Were you watching the news on Saturday morning?
I was watching the news. We were watching the entire week.
So you saw it break. You saw it when
we saw the whole thing play out. And I wasn't like saying it out loud until maybe like Wednesday, maybe even Thursday. I'm like, he's gonna win. There is a God. The ancestors are looking down on us. There's mm-hmm. so Stacey Abrams, right? Like, there were so many game changers that really these women fought a good fight, you know, like they knew what they were up against and they beat them. Like, Trump tried to cheat and he still lost. And it's just amazing because it really, I think it just makes me feel like, no, there is justice in this world. Like, justice is possible. Living in a fair world is possible, you know? And again, like, I know this is, you know, the one of the battles. It's not the war, it's the battle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I at some point I was like, he's gonna win. There are more of us than there are of them. Mm-hmm. There's just way more of us. Well, not correct. Way more of us.
No, oh my God, look at me. Oof.
That was a bit disappointing, but not surprising as far as what the numbers were, as far as who voted for who and what demographic.
Yeah. But I do feel like there's a big number of those people who weren't necessarily, I mean, regardless of anything, they voted for him and they sort of backed him.
Yeah.
But I feel like you have a lot of these people who are like party before anything else. Like, they would vote for anybody who was running as a Republican because they're so hardcore Republicans.
Right.
They might not necessarily agree with everything that he stands for, which right. doesn't really matter because you're still voting for him. But they were voting really because they wanted the Republican Party to win.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because, I mean, I lived in Florida for 4 years, right? And during this time, I worked with people, made friends with people who were incredibly supportive and sweet to me, who are Republicans and who are Trump supporters. So it's really hard for me to marry those two things and hate on everybody. I mean, we really should not be hating on anybody, because that's the reason why we are in this problem, is because, you know, we need to sort of unite and see each other as people. I mean, I know it's easier for us to say it on this side. I know a lot of people on the other side have a lot of animosity against anything that's different. So I feel like there's a lot of work to do on both sides, but the other side kind of has a long way to go. And hopefully these newer generations with a different mindset can start to create those changes. One thing that was a little bit concerning to me is really young people like Gen Zs that I've been talking to. They are a little disconnected. I feel like they are very radical, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But they don't necessarily see, I mean, they are celebrating Trump being out of office eventually.
Right.
But they're still unhappy with the president-elect and vice president-elect for X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So they don't necessarily see this as a good move, or they're not really celebrating. I guess on Saturday, some people were protesting. They were celebrating the Trump out of office, but protesting Biden and Kamala because of things that they have no proof for. You know, there's no proof for the supposed things that they've done against LGBTQ or any of that. But, you know, it is a little bit concerning. And I do understand that we want eventually to not just have these two possibilities. You know, we don't want it to be just Republican and Democrat. We would like to have a plethora of choices. And so you can align with the one that closest aligns with your beliefs. But at this point, Rome wasn't built in a day, and there are steps that need to be taken in order to get to that. So I feel like a lot of really young people, not all, because as you were watching the news when they were talking to young people out on the streets, you can tell that a lot of them are on board and they're ready to continue the work and on this path. You know, we have to do things that we don't necessarily like in order to get to where we want. So I hope that young people really learn to be patient in this era of instant fame and instant everything, that not everything is instant. And it took us a long time to get to this point, and it will take a long time for us to get to where we want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of different things. This week has been strange, but good. And the work sort of begins now. Even though some people are living in a different reality, Mr. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to concede.
Nope.
And he didn't call Biden to congratulate him.
Nope.
Which doesn't surprise me, and I knew that it was going to happen because it has been a very strange 4 years, unlike any other. And he's an egomaniac, a proud boy. Did you watch the speeches?
I did. I think this is another first step. I enjoyed the speeches. I think that both of them have done questionable things in their careers. And I'll be honest, like, I feel like if you've done something in your past that is questionable, right? Why not just take accountability for it?
Yeah.
Like, why try to pass it off as if it's something that you're proud of? And I'm specifically talking about, like, her prison reform and all this stuff, like her being a DA and things like that. But I feel like we're so quick to bring attention to the things that she has done in her career that maybe are less than favorable. But why are we not questioning these other men who are doing questionable things? You know, like, why are we so quick to focus on? So I think you were talking about the Gen Zers, and I think that you were in a really interesting situation where you were able to educate these young people as far as, like, this is a bigger picture and this is a step in the right direction. This opens up mental doors for people, right? Like, we live in a country where now we have our first woman VP. You know,
black
and she happens
South
to be
Asian. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That has never been the case before. So, I mean, we're making history. We are making history, but it's not a singular action. It's many actions by many different people simultaneously. And Frankie, I just watched in the last four years, evil unravel so quickly. So if evil can work that quick, then I believe that the good in the world can also work as quickly. And I think we're actually a lot closer than we think we are. And I think that there have been a lot of people who have lost their lives in the name of the revolution, and we are still in it. Mm-hmm. And there will come a day where we will not live under the reign of white supremacy. Mm-hmm. There will come a day. Yeah. We will unlearn this, yeah. this shit show that we were given. We will unlearn it and we will learn something new. But we have to be open for that. And we have to be willing to educate each other, right? Like, I'm seeing, different opinions on whose job it is to educate who, but I think it's all of our jobs to educate each other, you know, and specifically being a white woman, it's my job to talk to other white women and be like, ladies, we need to get this together. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to put humanity first. It can't be every man for themselves. You know, like we're not living there anymore. We're living in a community where we are concerned with collective care. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where we're concerned with making sure that everybody has what they need and everybody has access to everything that they need. Right. Yeah. None of us have to go without in order for that to happen. We just have to give up some of our privilege, not be so fucking fragile and unlearn the bias and the institutions of white supremacy, because not knowing what you're doing actually is upholding these systems of oppression, right? Upholding it. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to educate ourselves, and I think we need to do the work, you know, dismantle white supremacy in ourselves. We've all learned a narrative based on our demographic and our intersectionality, you know, and not recognizing our intersectionality. We are not just one thing. Like, mm-hmm. these are the things I want to incorporate in this new world that we will live in, right?
Yeah.
And America is the leader in all of that. People look to America to see what America is doing. And we just made some fucking fools of ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, beyond, you know? Yeah. And I was so grateful to hear that, you know, that Biden has plans on getting us re-engaged with the world, mm-hmm. you know, and our allies, because that's what we need. We need people who want to build bridges, not burn them down. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to burn something down, let it be the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the shit that needs to get burnt down. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think we're making history. I think we are changing. I think that opinions are changing. I think that people are waking up. It's a part of evolution. We're evolving, but nobody likes change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes change, and people don't like being uncomfortable, but you need to understand that your lack of wanting to be uncomfortable puts blood on your hands. Mm-hmm. It puts blood on your hands.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to stop sugarcoating that shit. You know, we need to like call it out. And so I've already actually thought about some conversations I might be having with family members as far as, you know, knowing who they voted for and wanting to educate them, you know, because like you said, it's like a lot of people voted Republican because that's just what they've always done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of baby boomers and a lot of the older folk voted Republican because they didn't quite grasp what an evil demon it is. Mm-hmm. It didn't grasp that, you know, for whatever reason, it just being so consumed with bias and white supremacy. It's like you're blinded to it. Mm-hmm. Unless you know what's going on, unless you know the systems that are in play, you're so blind to it. Mm-hmm. And people are committed to their ignorance.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents.
Girl. I mean, but speaking of like, sort of reintroducing us to the world, because I feel in the last 4 years, the world, the view of the United States has changed. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The United States has never really, I mean, people have never really enjoyed us. Let's just say that. Americans are not really well liked in many parts of the world.
We're entitled.
Correct.
To everything.
Correct. Correct.
To fucking everything. Yes.
Yeah, but I think in the last 4 years that has gone to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Where now it's more like ridicule than anything else.
Yeah.
So to hear that last night, he got so many calls and so many congratulations from leaders from around the world.
Yeah.
The man's not even in office yet, and it's already creating, building, rebuilding those bridges again.
Yep.
You know? And I think I think just the mere election will say a lot about who we are as people and how much we value our democracy and how not everybody is a Trump supporter. Right. So, yeah, I am hopeful for that. I'm hopeful for a lot of things.
Yeah.
We don't know. Hopefully he'll get 8 years. Because I don't think 4 years is enough to fix all the damage that has been done.
Nope.
But, yeah, so we'll see. So when I last checked, popular vote was like somewhere along the lines of 74 and some change for Biden and like 70 and some change for Trump. Mm-hmm. Which is concerning, to say the least.
Yes.
But on the good side, I guess there's been more. This election brought out more voters than any other election in the last 120 years.
Yep.
So that's like democracy at its best.
Yes.
But yeah, there's definitely a lot of work to be done to unite this country, but it is possible. We just have to stay on task.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I you know, democracy is worth fighting for. And yeah, things are changing.
Yeah.
Things are changing. I was going to say, if we don't get Biden in 4 years, I would be okay with Stacey Abrams. I would be okay with AOC or any of the women of the squad.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I'd be fine with, I mean, but I don't know. I think the person who's president has to run, no?
Say that again.
Is the person who is the president at that point, they have to be the one. Can they remove him and put somebody else to run for?
Well, yeah, I mean, he has to run for re-election. So right. Biden would have to get re-elected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, but I am for any candidate that is for the people and is pro-humanity and pro-collective care. That's what I want. I want that. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll see what happens in the 4 years. I am hopeful that he will be able to. That they will be able to do some good.
I think they will. And I think we have to keep them accountable.
Yeah.
We put them in those positions and we put them in those positions because we're trusting that they are going to do what they said that they were going to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm.
So I know you had mentioned that so many people, there was a lot of firsts, right, in these elections. As far as like LGBTQ plus people and BIPOC people getting into positions in government. So let's, you know, celebrate some of those. So I'm going to go down the list. So we have Todd Gloria, who is the first ever out LGBTQ plus mayor in San Diego. Yay.
Love it.
I should have put some applause noises on there so that we could have clapped for
them. I will clap after everyone, girl. Trust and believe.
Actually, hold on 1 second. Let me just.
Do you have it? Do you have the clapping?
I do. I do have it. Hold on. Okay. So we have, Todd Gloria. Here we go. Okay. Then we have Christy Holstich, who is the mayor of Palm Springs, and she was reelected. And she is the first out bisexual mayor in the country. Ooh. All right. Then we have Sarah McBride, who is for the Delaware State Senate. And Sarah is the first, I believe, trans woman who is elected to the Delaware State Senate. This one's especially sweet to me because it's from my hometown. So Tierra Mack for the Rhode Island State Senate. And she is the first Black LGBTQ plus person to serve in Rhode Island State Legislature. She's a former sex ed teacher, and she will now represent District 6 in the State Senate. And we have Chevron Jones, and Jones is the first out LGBTQ person to ever be elected to the upper chamber when he won his race for the Florida State Senate. We have Richie Torres, U.S. Representative of New York. Torres is the first gay LGBTQ plus Afro-Latinx member of Congress when he won a seat in the U.S. House representing New York's 14th congressional district. Are you tired of the applause yet? We got the way to go. We have Jabari Brisper, New York State Senate, and the self-described socialist is the first Black LGBTQ plus member of the New York State Legislature. Now we have Taylor Small, is the from Vermont State House, and Small became the first out trans person to be elected to the Vermont State Legislature. I feel like I'm a pageant host.
Right?
Here's Miss California. All right, so we have Tori Harris for Tennessee State House. And Harris has now become the first out LGBTQ plus member of the Tennessee State Legislature after being selected to the State House. All right, Roger Montoya, New Mexico State House. Montoya was an artist and activist before a successful campaign to represent House District 40 in New Mexico. The election of the politician who is living with HIV to office makes him the first out LGBTQ plus of the state's house. Mondaire Jones, U.S. House of Representatives for New York. Jones became one of the first Black LGBTQ members of Congress in American history with this election. Stephanie Byers, Kansas State House. Byers being elected to the Kansas State House makes her the first out trans person of color ever to be elected to a state legislature in the U.S. Marie Turner, Oklahoma State House. It's never ending, mamas. Turner has notched history in a few ways. They have become the first non-binary state legislature having won a seat in Oklahoma's House of Representatives. They're also the first Muslim to serve in the state's legislature. Kim Jackson, Georgia State Senator. Kim Jackson became the first LGBTQ plus person elected to the Georgia State Senate. Michelle Rayner, Florida State House, after building a career as a widely respected civil rights attorney and social justice advocate, Rayner has become the first Black queer woman elected to the Florida legislature. This one is also dear to my heart because this is where I was born. So Ana Irma Rivera Lacen, Puerto Rico State Senate. Though religious conservatism is a hallmark of Puerto Rican politics, Rivera Lacen has made history being the first out politician elected on the island. David Ortiz, Colorado State House. Military veteran David Ortiz became the first out bisexual lawmaker in Colorado when he was elected to represent the 38th district in the state's house. All right, Mama, there's a lot more, but that's a big chunk of that's incredible. I feel like we are infiltrating government with so many good advocates. Right?
Yep. Hmm. Yeah, infiltrating everywhere, right? Like civil servants, schools, everywhere. Like change is here.
Yeah.
It's here. And all of that gives me so much hope.
Absolutely. It can be done. You know, all those firsts. Tell other people that it is possible.
That's right.
All the first.
Representation matters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And Kamala, during her speech, said that. She was like, I'm the first woman, but I'm not the last.
That's right. That's right.
So I do believe that we'll see a woman president sooner rather than later.
I think in the next two terms, I think either this next 4 years, we'll see a female, a woman president, a woman identified president, or the 4 years after that.
Yeah.
I think we're close.
Who would you like to see up there?
Stacey Abrams, any of the women from the squad. I would say those would be my top five for sure.
Yeah. Michelle.
She's not going to do it. Michelle Obama is not going to run for president.
No, I mean, I would love it.
Oh my God. Like,
she'd be so incredible.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And AOC for vice president.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't even know what I would do.
I would die. I'd be like, okay.
I mean, don't die because then you don't get to.
I'm diseased. Someone revive me. So I can die again. This is too much. It's overwhelming.
We'll make it happen.
Lead, everybody wins. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
And you know, and I know that you've heard many and many a time how people of color, specifically black women, save democracy over and over and over and over and over again.
Yep.
Black women delivered this win.
Yep.
And they do it even though they're not always acknowledged. They're never acknowledged, actually. Never.
Nope.
They're never acknowledged, and the party doesn't really care as much as they should for them.
Nope.
Hopefully that's something that will change with this.
It will. Yeah, it will. We demand it.
I mean,
mass movements.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that Kamala did acknowledge that during her speech. So it's a good sign.
It is. I think overall, it would be nice if we had people that just kept it real. You know what I mean? Like, just be fucking transparent about what you're doing. Yeah. Like, it's okay that you've made mistakes. It's okay that maybe you've done things that are less than favorable. We all have done things that are not okay or that we've had to make amends for. We've all done shitty things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's when people try to deny the fact. Mm. And not take accountability. Like, that's the stuff that really gets me. And politicians have always been really good at, like, you know, taking zero accountability.
Oh, absolutely. And that goes across the board.
Yes.
That goes across the board.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah, just people, I hope and I pray for a collective change in consciousness. And I hope that people continue to wake up to, you know, just the brutal, barbaric world that we live in and wake up to the fact that it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, lots of hope.
Lots, yeah, of I mean, I think if there is one takeaway from this, it's I mean, I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling revitalized. Like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Did you see that rainbow yesterday, girl?
I sure did. Took a picture of it. Yeah.
I was like, that is God.
That's what a rainbow that's what a rainbow signifies, right?
Yes. And I'm like, the timing? Like, come on.
I mean, perfection.
In the city of angels? Like,
perfect. And he talked about angels. I mean, just there's a lot of things at play.
Yes.
Yeah. He lost his son at 46, and he's the 46th president of the United States. It's a lot of things. A lot of things that signify that this was meant to be.
Yes.
And a good start.
Yes.
If anything, regardless of how you feel about the elects. All right, mamas.
Is it time?
It is time.
It's time, girl.
It's time, mamas.
Yeah, do you want to tell people where they can find you?
Well, I mean, people can't really find me in any place other than Cheat Day. Instagram, Cheat Day Podcast. And when my personal Instagram is popping, then maybe I'll give it out. But at this point, Cheat Day Podcast.
Okay.
How about you?
You know, you can now find me. My public page, my public Instagram is Love Your Show 20. So I am.
She's gone public.
She's gone public, girl. So this is my public page. So follow me. Give me a follow. That's where I'm going to be posting all of my art, perhaps the dance videos, like all of my entertaining stuff will be on that page. So Love Your Show 20 on Insta. And then you also can find me on the TikTok at Love Your Show 68. I also post videos there. So
I think that you should put some of those dance videos on Cheat Day.
Okay, I will, you know what, I'll do one today. I'll do one today.
All right. Very cool. You got it, girl. Yes. Very cool, mamas. Well, thank you so much for listening, and until next time, take care of yourself. Be safe out there. This corona is not wanting to go, just like Mr. Trump, and we need them both out. Yeah, so take care of yourself, love each other, and everyone. And stay hopeful. Love you, mamas.
Love you, mamas.